Massey Energy is the country's sixth largest coal company and the owner of a mine in West Virginia in which 25 miners lost their lives this week. The CEO, Don Blankenship, is a famous and infamous figure in the state, a controversial one at best. His business philosophy could be described as survival of the fittest.
Unions, communities, people, everybody's going to have to learn to accept that in the United States you have a capitalist society, and that capitalism, from a business viewpoint, is survival of the most productive.
Blankenship in 1984 from a PBS documentary, the ultimate free marketeer, the local boy done good, and probably the most famous person to emerge from the Kentucky border since the Hatfields and the McCoys ended their feud. On The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning. It's Friday, April 9th. Well, I don't think, Todd, that this is the way that Don Blankenship and his company, Massey Energy, wanted to come to national attention.
No, certainly not, Celeste. Well, let's get to some of the top stories, including Massey Energy and the mine in West Virginia at 15 minutes past the hour. Now, in the past 20 minutes, there's been another setback in West Virginia. Here's federal mine official Kevin Strickland.
The big decision, it's a very tough decision, was to pull the rescue teams out and not put them in harm's way.
Now, the rescue teams were searching for four miners missing since Monday's explosion.
For the latest, we're joined by Jessica Lilly. She's a reporter for West Virginia Public Broadcasting. Jessica, we've also gotten reports that there could be a fire somewhere inside the mine?
Yes. At the press conference, Kevin Strickland indicated that when miners or rescue teams were looking in other entries, they found smoke that indicated that there was a fire somewhere. They're not sure where the fire is. But as they were moving towards what they call a long wall section of the underground mine, they saw smoke. So because of that, one of the promises that Kevin Strickland had made before was that they were going to start pumping nitrogen in there to sort of neutralize the air in an effort to try and retrieve the already known bodies in the mine to help bring them out and identify them for some of the families still waiting to hear whether or not those are their loved ones. But they were unable to do that because of the smoke and fire, so they're hoping to do that very soon.
Jessica, we're going to be profiling Massey Energy and the CEO, Don Blankenship, in a moment. I think it's fair to say that this is a company that pretty much dominates business, at least, in West Virginia. Do you think the opinions about this business have changed because of this week's explosion?
Well, there are still trucks and vehicles going up and down these roads that still sport the Massey logo on the license plates and things like that. However, there are also people in the community who are coal miners, and they didn't work for Massey, and they said they'd never work for Massey and don't have a high opinion of Massey Energy. But at the same time, you know, there's others who still work for Massey. I also had the opportunity of talking to a miner yesterday who is still employed on a strip job or a mountaintop removal site, and he said, you know, that these accidents happen and that it's just part of the game and that it didn't change his opinion as a worker.
Jessica Lilly is a reporter for West Virginia Public Broadcasting.
Celeste, I think I said it a minute ago that it was 15 minutes past the hour. Don't want to make anyone think
their
latest action. Actually, 3 minutes past the hour. Well, Tiger Woods got off to a fast start at Augusta at the Masters yesterday. He shot his lowest first day score in his history at that tournament. He finished at 4 under and 2 shots back of the leader, 50-year-old Fred Couples.
Looking at the markets, futures are up. The Dow will start at 10,927, and the S&P opens at 1,186. The NASDAQ at 2,436. Well, we're talking this morning about how cities are coping with severe budget deficits. How do you solve that problem? We want you to help us solve those problems on our site, thetakeaway.org, or at 8778-MYTAKE. If you were mayor of your town, what programs would you cut, or how would you raise more money? Let us know. More about Massey Energy in a moment.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.